Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
The Saints. Well, again, we have two in a very special way with us here at this Mass. But they are all around us, and they are in heaven, enjoying God's presence. And we are all called to be saints. I mentioned that to somebody a day or two ago, and she said, "I've never heard that before." I'm like, "Really?" Maybe some religion teacher along the way said, "Oh, just for a few people," and I don't know the reason. We're all called to be saints. We're all called to be with God in heaven, and I'm assuming, we're careful not to assume too much, right? But I'm assuming that this, that everyone here wants to go to heaven. Otherwise, I don't know why you'd be here. Unless there's a few of you kind of checking things out. That's cool. Okay, so no pressure. But that's where we all should want to be. Because all those in God's presence are eternally happy, and who doesn't want to be happy? So we're all called to be saints. Yes, it might be with a little s, but a saint nonetheless is what we should be striving for. Now, in the first reading, we heard about the 144,000 being marked. And there's other parts in Scripture. I forget which prophet. I want to say Ezekiel, but I might be wrong, where the Lord is very upset, and he says, but mark those few Israelites who have not worshipped Baal. And there's an angel that marks them, and they're spared like a plague or something. There's this the Passover. Mark the lintels with the blood of the lamb, and the angel will pass by, angel of death will pass by. This idea of being marked is here and there in Scripture. Here it is again in Revelation. Well, we're off to a good start. All of us here are off to a good start because we've been marked in baptism. You received an eternal mark on your soul, marking you as a man or woman, a son or daughter, little s, little d, of Jesus Christ. You belong by being marked eternally into the family of God. Off to a good start. You've already have that mark. Then along the way, you have the ability to receive graces from God through the sacraments. Communion, food for the journey, the body of Christ, you're confirmed at confirmation, given your mission's confirmed. Graces and reconciliation, etc. Anointing of the sick. Some aren't physically healed. But make no mistake, anyone receiving anointing of the sick appropriately at least will have some type of healing of the soul that's important. The Lord may wish to take them from this earth, but the sacrament is never useless. Something, mark my words, believe it, something was healed in that soul before their death. And between the sacraments, prayer, which we've talked about. That's the spiritual life, and those are the ways that help us stay on the road to sainthood. What are some other tips? Let's go to the gospel. Maybe one of these will strike you, so listen. See which one strikes you the most. Okay, pay attention to that one. If all of them do, great. If none of them do, okay, maybe you weren't listening. So just one of them should stand out. Okay, here we go. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit, those who are humble. They're poor in the spirit of pride, which means they're humble. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek. It's not blessed are the weak. It's blessed are the meek. One idea that comes to me is the Shaolin monks used to train, and they wanted to have bodies of iron wrapped in silk. So it was this kind of ready to fight, but otherwise this peaceful, smooth, spiritually peaceful type of general demeanor. The meek are strong interiorly, but are peaceful. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be satisfied, yes. In heaven, God will show his justice. Blessed are the merciful, they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart. Purity. Purity. Do I look at other people purely? Am I living with purity? The pure, only the pure will see God. Only the pure will see God. And if you're not completely pure when you die, but you're going to go to heaven, you'll be purified in purgatory. But everyone who sees God will be pure. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Those in generally who are trying to seek peace. Blessed are those persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Blessed are those when they insult you and persecute you, etc. Which one stood out? Which one stood out? Take that to prayer this week. Okay, that's one thing. Take that to prayer this week and see, is that something that the Lord wants you to work on? Is that what he wants you to work on and give you grace to be better in? Or is it something he's pointing out to you that you do have a gift in, but you're not giving yourself credit for, or you're not realizing? Just take that to prayer. Which one stood out? That's one. Number two, ask the saints' intercession with that. What saint are you closest to? Are you paying them enough attention? Or are you doing what sometimes the Protestants or evangelicals will do to me? Right out of the gate. Well, you guys worship saints and Mary. Like the first thing. I'm like, do all you guys go to the same school? That's the first thing I get hit with. Like every time. Every time. So you got to wonder. Don't fall into that and disregard the saints. Whether you do that or not, guess what? They're still up there in God's presence. Why not get to know those who are where we want to go and ask for their help in getting there?
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.